I speak to you in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amongst the myriad of titles possible for our liturgical observance today, Mother's Day is not one of them. This is a secular American construct, useful in its way, but having no direct basis in Scripture. Instead, the Church bestows the similar but unrelated title of Mothering Sunday on today because of the epistle reading from Galatians, which identifies Jerusalem as the mother of us all. Today might also be called Refreshment Sunday because of the Gospel reading from St. John about the feeding of the multitude in the wilderness. And finally, today might also be called Laetare Sunday because the infrequent gradual psalm for today is Psalm 122, which begins, Laetare sum, I was glad when they said unto me, we will go unto the house of the Lord. I hope that struck a chord with you all this morning. That Psalm 122 belongs to what are called the Psalms of Ascent, the songs that Jewish people said on the going up in the pilgrimage to Jerusalem. We go up to Jerusalem, Jesus said, in the Gospel for Queen Progesima Sunday, just at the outset of Lent. And our pilgrimage, if we are accompanying Jesus this Lent, is similarly to go with him up to Jerusalem. So how do we draw all these names and descriptions for today together? They are linked by what we mean by Jerusalem, which holds the key. Now, Jerusalem is a seminal location. There, Israel's kings ruled and the temple stood. Jerusalem was and is at the center of the prophet's predictions of the coming of a Messiah. And Jesus was himself presented in the temple, in Jerusalem, at what we call Candlemas, and later he taught there. And as Holy Week approaches, we think most particularly of Jerusalem as the place of crucifixion and the place of resurrection. It is also the place from which the apostles, filled with the Holy Spirit, set out to spread the gospel to the then known world. So Jerusalem certainly has deep historical significance. Momentous things happen there. But our readings today are about none of those things, at least not directly. They are about what Jerusalem represents spiritually, the mother of us all, says St. Paul in the epistle. And what does he mean by this? The clue to the answer lies in the use of the literary technique of allegory to convey meaning. Now, allegory uses characters, places, and events to symbolize meaning and ideas. There are many popular allegorical books such as Animal Farm or the Chronicles of Narnia. And Jesus himself often used allegory, most especially in parables, to express the spiritual or moral truths of the story. You may remember the parable of the sower from Sexagesima Sunday, where our Lord likened people's responses to hearing God's word based on the types of ground on which the word characterized as seed fell. Allegory is also sometimes used to explain historical events, and that seemingly have no previous deeper meaning. And this is the example which occurs in our epistle this morning. St. Paul explains that the story of Abraham and the bearers of his children, Hagar and Sarah, are an allegory for the Old and New Covenants, One might paraphrase to say that they are an allegory for the Old and New Testaments. The Old established in bondage to the law of Moses, and the other established by our Lord to the cause of free will and freedom. Hagar, a servant, then represents the slavery of having to live under the constraints of the law. But Sarah, who is free, represents our lives of freedom in Christ. And so it is hoped that these concepts of bondage and freedom are easier to understand when applied to people and historical events. And just as there are two covenants, there is the double allegory of there also being two Jerusalems. There is the earthly Jerusalem, which is in slavery, literally so, as it was under the rule of Rome at the dawn of the Common Era. And there is the Jerusalem which is free, a spiritual kingdom of the heart and of the soul, the dwelling place of God and all faithful people. The wonderful image is presented to us in the book of Revelation of this spiritual Jerusalem, called the New Jerusalem, descending out of heaven to earth, needing neither sun nor moon, because it was lit by the glory of God, and needing no temple, because it was the dwelling place of God and his Son, Jesus Christ. It is a city of the heart and of the soul. It is our desire and ultimately our home. So in the Christian understanding, Jerusalem has become less a physical entity, less a geographical city, and more the image of our spiritual homeland, more the city of God, in which our humanity finds its freedom and its fulfillment in God as a gathering, a church, if you will, the place of being one with one another in our being with God. And St. Paul calls this new Jerusalem the mother of us all, because he wants to present us with the idea of the caring mother that nurtures us with the things of heaven. What became the institutional church took on these functions, and so can be regarded as Mother Church. Only a mother can bring forth life. From the moment of our baptism, we receive a new life in faith through the Holy Spirit, and we become a new creation. Mother Church then provides all that is necessary to nurture and sustain us on our way. The Church feeds us with word and sacrament, accompanies us, consoles us, directs us, inspires us, provides a refuge should we need it, sometimes admonishes us, but is always there for us as our natural mothers should be, giving and forgiving to the ends of our lives. And so all of these terms for referring to this day, Mothering Sunday, Refreshment Sunday, Laetare Sunday, are there to help us to understand the nature of redemption and the nature of our Christian pilgrimage. It's about our being gathered to God and by God into the New Jerusalem, where we see his glory. It is, in the words of the Gospel, about God through his Son, Jesus Christ, gathering up all that remains, that none be lost, the gathering up of all the broken bits and pieces of our lives to God, as we do in every Holy Communion. It is about the bread of life, broken for us and given to us, which is the food of our wayfaring, the food from home, the bread of heaven, as Jesus later names it. It's about the offering of our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving as as we say in the prayer of Revelation. So in prayer and praise, in word and sacrament, in service and sacrifice, this is the litany of our life in Christ. And Lent reminds us that is only possible in the mercies of Christ's own sacrifice on the cross for us. It is then that we grasp the radical meaning of what Jesus said to us on Quinquagesima Sunday. We go up to Jerusalem. It is in the mercies of Christ's sacrifice that we participate in that heavenly city, the Jerusalem which is above, which is the mother of us all. We seek what God provides for us, and which he enables us in Mother Church to seek by the mercies of his redeeming grace. We seek what is to come, the new Jerusalem, not as an abstract concept, but as a lived reality, as we strive to build it here upon earth, the dwelling place of God, where we have our freedom and our life. And what is wanted is for us to have the eyes of faith, that we can see the wonder of God's provisions for us in the wilderness of our lives, so that we might live now by what is to come in the New Jerusalem, the mother of us all. Amen.